Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I want to start with some thank yous. So first of all, I want to start by thanking all the people that live in our city and our county. You have taken steps to protect our communities from COVID-19. You stayed home and you socially distanced. I know there have been many sacrifices to keep these cases low and to protect each other and our healthcare system. I also want to thank the employees at Public Health and Human Services who have shown time and time again their commitment to public health and public service. I'm also heartened by the support and assistance that we have received from other city and county departments. It takes a team, and the teamwork is evident every day. I want to recognize our healthcare workers, first responders, emergency management staff, and the many essential workers who have kept this community running. I wish to thank the businesses and organizations who have taken their time to share their input and expertise with me. You are very much appreciated. It's because of your efforts that we are able to move forward. I also want to thank the University of Missouri and our hospitals for their continued partnerships and support during this time. Our decades-long relationships have been valuable during this pandemic, and they've helped to create a uniform response across the county. So at this time, before we go further, I'd like to have Scott Clardy, our Assistant Director of Public Health and Human Services. I want him to give you an update on our data, as well as talk about some testing events that are coming up in the next weeks that are important, and then we'll move forward and start talking about the new order.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good morning. Stephanie said, I just wanted to give you some updates on the current data. So currently we have 108 cases. We've had 108 cases in Boone County. Nine of those are currently active. We have 98 cases that have been released from isolation, and regretfully we have one death. We have one Boone County person who is currently hospitalized, and since the since the pandemic began, we've had eight Boone Countyans that were hospitalized. Of those 108 people, 30 were exposed through travel. We've had 43 that were exposed by having contact with a known case. We've had 33 that are community transmission, which are the ones that concern us right now. And then we have two that are unknown. We're still doing case investigations on those to determine what the cause was. In addition to those tests and those results, we recently got information made available to us on how many negative tests we've had in Boone County. And so we had 108 positives, and we're being told we have 7,705 tests that have been ran that with negative results. Speaking of testing, I want to remind you about a couple of events. We have been doing some outreach testing for the past couple weeks or so. Today, right now, we have a crew at St. Luke's United Methodist Church who are doing that outreach testing right now. I wanted to tell you about one other event that's going to take place on June 1st and 2nd. There's going to be a testing event at the Hickman High School parking lot. Those 2 days, it'll run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. This testing is being organized by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. We're assisting them. From what we understand, it's actually going to be the Missouri National Guard who will be running the testing site. It's my understanding it's going to be a drive-through site. So we're excited about that. The good news about that is the only criteria for being able to take advantage of that is that you have to live in Missouri. So you don't even have to live in Boone County to take advantage of that. You just have to live in Missouri. You don't need a doctor's order. You don't have to be symptomatic. So asymptomatic folks can go and get tested there also. As I said, the State Health Department is organizing this event. And they told me this morning that they expect to have a press release out later today with more information about that, including how people can register to go be at that testing event. So look for that later today in a press release from the State Health Department. And with that being said, I think that's all I have. I'll turn it back over to Stephanie.
So on Monday night, I shared with council a path forward for our community over the next 3 months. I presented that same information to the Boone County Commission on Wednesday. In both cases, there was wide support for us to move forward with our planning. We've had some new cases this week, and will likely continue to have more as testing increases. So we are going to continue to monitor how COVID-19 is being spread in our community. And it's, as Scott mentioned, the community transmission that we will continue to watch closely. We'll also continue to monitor the status of our hospitals and maintain our regular communications with them. And as Scott said, testing is important. And as more testing is available, we will be able to better understand the prevalence of COVID-19 in our community. We also must make sure that public health can do contact tracing quickly and isolate or quarantine as appropriate. And finally, we still need to make sure that we have an adequate supply of PPE. Right now, we are in a good place. We have what is needed in place to move forward. As we continue to reopen, we do so with the knowledge that we're not out of the woods. And so I'm going to continue to always ask you to care for yourselves and each other. And if we can do this, I think we can keep our communities moving forward. So a new order has been prepared, and it will take effect at midnight, May 26th. So a few highlights of the order and a couple things that need explaining. As you know, Governor Parson's statewide order is in effect until May 31st. And under his order, businesses can operate at 25% occupancy for those with less than 10,000 square feet and 10% occupancy for retail businesses with more than 10,000 square feet. And social distancing is required. So for those retail businesses that fall in that category now, that is more restrictive than what our new order will be. So they will need to follow those guidelines and the governor's order until May 31st. After May 31st, retail businesses will be able to operate at 50% occupancy, still maintaining social distancing. All other businesses and institutions that may have been closed can reopen. Most businesses and institutions open to the public can operate at 50% capacity. 50% of seating capacity in restaurants and bars with the social distancing requirements between groups. Personal care services like hair salons, nail salons, etc., are limited to 25 people or 50% of their capacity, whichever is less. Large venues, movie theaters, entertainment facilities, and nightclubs can be at 50% capacity or 50 people, whichever is lower. And they need to submit a plan since they've not been open. We want them to submit a plan for our approval showing how they can operate safely. Childcare, day camps, and other dependent services need to continue to keep stable groups of children together each day, but they can increase their group size to 25. Mass gatherings are increasing to 50 people. Our parks and trails remain open. Playgrounds and spray grounds can reopen now. For sports, non-contact sports and limited contact sports can begin to play. Contact sports, so football, for example, can have non-contact practices where they're spread out, and we've talked with many a coach about this, they can begin that now. Businesses, entities, large venues, and public gatherings can submit an operational plan and a request for us to review and approve a plan that's different from the order if they have unique circumstances. We've been working with lots of businesses over the last few weeks, and they're doing a great job on this. So for now, I'd like to introduce Ashton Day, who is a health educator in our department. She's been very involved in the development of the business guidelines, and she is going to give you an update on what's changed. Hold on, let me clean this.
So as Stephanie said, I'm part of the wonderful team at the health department that has put together the guidance for businesses during this time. We had a pretty large document already on our website, and that has now been updated. It breaks down each business into the different sectors that they may fall in. It's largely the same. You know, it really focuses on the social distancing aspects, how to do that in different places, disinfection, It links to all the EPA-approved disinfectants to use and when to use them. I'll go through just a few major changes that are in it. Obviously, with bars opening up, we have 2 pages worth of guidance in the bars. They must have an inspection before opening with our environmental health department, since they have been closed for a while. And then they will work with our environmental health department as well to ensure that there is social distancing, especially in those nightclub situations where there's dancing and live music and things like that. There's also added guidance for movie theaters. The occupancy rates will apply to each individual theater, and we will work with the theaters to help determine that. We've added guidance for concession stands, which would apply to the movie theaters themselves, but also parks and other places, pools that may have concession stands. One of the biggest things with those is no self-serve stations. People would have to ask if they want ketchup or butter for their popcorn or something like that. And then as far as playgrounds go, those are open, as Stephanie said. We do ask and encourage that everyone wash their hands or use hand sanitizer both before and after using the playground equipment. And then sports, in addition to non-contact and limited contact, being able to play, those contact sports will be able to practice in stable groups of 25 and do non-contact practices, so your conditioning, your drills, all of those things. These sports can have spectators, but they are limited to 50% occupancy or 50 people, whichever is less, and they must social distance at all times. For all businesses, you are welcome to email us at businessguidance@como.gov if you have any questions. We are more than happy to work with you and make sure that you and your patrons are as safe as possible. Thank you.
Ashton. So before we close today, I just want to take a moment to focus on the future and what comes next. It's my hope that we as a community are able to continue our efforts to social distance and protect our most vulnerable. If we're successful in doing so, we can move swiftly into the next steps of our reopening process. So thank you again. Thank you again to our entire community for helping us reach this point, and we're happy to take any questions you have.
Daily basis. Sometimes it'll say that there are new cases, sometimes it'll say there are no new cases. Why isn't there more information in that release? For example, it doesn't even say exactly how many new cases are being reported on that day. It'll give you the number of the total, but it doesn't even say there are 3 or 4 or 1 new case. It doesn't tell us if they're community transmission cases. It doesn't tell us if they're contact cases. It doesn't tell us where you might have been that community transmission had occurred. So that the people who are going for this community testing on June 1st may feel like, yeah, I was there. I should get a test. Why isn't there a whole lot more information being given about the cases as they're coming up?
So are you referring to the daily that comes out from...
Yeah, so we can add that. What we have been doing is updating on the website from day to day. If you follow that, you can see how many cases have been added from day to day, and it includes information on mode of transmission, age range, and racial disparities.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Good, new, fresh information about what's going on.
So I would tell you that a lot of times we don't know all that information by the time that press release goes out, because we're still investigating some of those new cases. That's why, like today, I said we have 2 that are unknown, because there's a couple of them that we still need to investigate. So, I mean, we can look at that and be happy to add that information. It'd be happy.
heard any particulars about any of those cases, which if you've got two you don't know, that means you've got 10 that have occurred that you didn't.
Yeah, I can go back and get that. I can tell you that yesterday was May 21st, that between May 20th and May 21st, we determined that one of the cases was a contact to a case, one of the cases was community transmission, and one of those was unknown. I'd have to go back and look at the data for all the other days to get you to. Because we don't know. The whole point about community transmission is that we haven't been able to identify where they were exposed, either because they hadn't traveled or they hadn't had contact with any known case. So that's community transmission.
The person knows where they were, that they were at a grocery store, they were at a convenience store, they were in a hardware store, at a park.
So most of the time, those kinds of exposures are not the types of exposures that would lead to infection. Though you have to be within 6 feet of a person for at least 10 minutes, and depending on the kind of exposure, maybe up to 30 minutes before that would lead to infection. So if we have an area where we believe there was somebody, like you talked about, maybe if there was a theater or a park or something where somebody was in a set location for 10 to 30 minutes, and then we found out they were positive, and we could not identify all their contacts, if that person couldn't identify all their contacts, then we would put out a message saying, if you were at this location at this time on this day, you need to contact us. And other health departments have done that, where they haven't been able to identify contacts of a known case. That's correct.
Situation, because you've never told anybody that.
That's correct. That's correct. Okay.
I have a question just for Dr. Browning. You know, Governor Parson is wanting thousands and thousands of tests in the state every day. What is your recommendation for asymptomatic people? Are you recommending that they go to some of these testing sites and get tested even if they aren't feeling any symptoms at all?
Well, that will be available at the June 1st and 2nd state testing. Still here, the drive-through sites that we have now and the outreach testing, you still need to have a symptom. So, but we do identify people, when we do test contacts of cases twice as they're in quarantine, we offer it to them. And so that's where we have found some of our extra cases, is people that are asymptomatic. But right now, you're still required for the other sites to have a doctor's order. And
so for those sites, you are just encouraging really anyone with a symptom that is feeling asymptomatic to go to one
of
those testing sites if they want to do that.
Absolutely. If they cannot social distance, if they cannot stay 6 feet apart, then masks are always going to be encouraged. Well, yes.
For several hours in a movie theater.
Correct.
And air circulation has been shown to spread around. There's some indication of that. So from heating and ventilation systems. So will you require masks in places like movie theaters?
We'll review their plans, and we'll see how they have their facilities laid out. Thank you.
Leaving behind various fluids that might be on the equipment, will you be performing regular inspections to make sure people are wiping down and sanitizing equipment after they use it?
We do not inspect gym facilities unless they serve food. So that isn't their requirements. I know that in the city, at the ARC, that they have taken extra steps for sanitation. And it's been my experience with the businesses that they want to remain open. So they are doing the right thing to try to keep open.
Director Browning, Assistant Director Clardy, and Ashton, thank you for your time this morning. We can entertain some follow-up questions after the conference concludes. Thank you all very much for being with us today.